Cleveland Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Brooks Kubik. For this episode of Physical Culture Radio, we're calling it 20 Questions. We've got questions from listeners, and Brooks and I are going to do our best to answer each and every one of them in a very, very short time period. We're going to try to keep the each answer down to somewhere under a minute. I have not read the questions yet, so I will be just as surprised as you are by my own answers. Then we're going to have Andrea Yushi Chang come on and talk about ground-based training. There's a new phenomenon going on in the world of physical culture, and it has a lot to do with getting down on the floor, returning to some of our primal roots of movement and strength and so on. But without further ado, let's roll his theme music.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
And I should also mention that we're not only joined by Brooks Kubik, my co-host, but also Brent Jones, the promoter of the Kentucky Muscle event here in Louisville, Kentucky. How you doing, guys?
Doing well, Carl. How are
you?
Good, good. Okay, so let's do this. Let's get Brent some time here first, Brooks, because he's got to go, because he's got the biggest event in this city every single year is the Kentucky Muscle event, and it's bigger now than ever. Is that not true, Brent?
That's true, Carl. It's getting bigger every year.
So now it's a two-day event?
It's a a day and a half. We do our, we've got a nighttime event on Friday from starts at 6:30 and runs until approximately 11. And then all day Saturday, and then we do the finals for the IFBB and NPC Saturday night.
Now, real quick, go through the run-through of the types of physical culture events besides just bodybuilding that people will be able to see there. You've got bikini competitions, you've got physique competitions, both for men and women, right?
Yes, we do. I'll just go through a brief overview of the show. We've got, starting on the top, our IFBB men's and figure pro event, and then we've got the NPC, which is all the other events, the bikini, figure, bodybuilding, and then going into the expo area, we've got the strongman, we've got arm wrestling, we've got powerlifting, we've got CrossFit, and then we've got all the vendors setting up.
Wow, you've got CrossFit this year too.
Yeah, this is our first year with the with Fall City CrossFit hosting the event.
Now, real quick, where can people buy tickets? What time are the events each night? When do things get started?
They can go to KentuckyMuscle.com and get their tickets in advance, tickets from KentuckyMuscle.com, or they can, we'll start selling tickets at the host hotel at 1 o'clock tomorrow. That'll run until approximately 5, and then they can purchase tickets after that at the convention center starting at 6 o'clock. And then all day Saturday, they can get tickets.
Okay, so that's at the convention center downtown Louisville. That's the venue itself. Now, you've got, I'm sorry?
Yeah, that's correct. It's at the Kentucky International Convention Center.
Now, you've got a really exciting athlete showing up there tonight. I'm sorry, this weekend, that has made, I mean, he's been on CNN, he's been on Headline News, he's been all over the country and probably the world because he's competing. Talk about this athlete.
Colin Clark, his trainer, Glenn Huber, called me about 4 months ago and said, Brent, we've got this special needs competitor. You know, will you allow him to compete at the Kentucky Muscle? And I said, absolutely. I said, get him in shape, and then, in 2 weeks before the event, let me know, and we'll send out press releases. And sure enough, they did a story in Evansville. That story went viral. It went on CNN. It went worldwide, the BBC. And I know every news station in the city and almost in this region is going to be at the show covering it. It's a young man that's got Down syndrome. He was morbidly obese. He saw Glenn prepping for a show and went up to him and asked him if he could train him. And Glenn started training him and got him in really great shape. So we've got, like I said, just media all over coming in. And it's such an inspirational story to see this man's journey.
What class will he be competing in?
He's going to be competing in the novice bodybuilding. That will be the second or third class going out after the open.
Have you seen him in his contest ready?
Yes, we actually did some TV promos here beginning of the week. He came in and I met him. Just a really outstanding young man, and it's just such an inspirational story. To see where he came from, where he's at, and what obstacles he had to overcome.
Very cool. Very, very cool. So that's going to be this weekend here in Louisville, Kentucky. If those of you live around the Louisville, Kentucky area, drive on in. We actually have some people coming in that we're going to be taking to the event. So Alisa and I will definitely be there for the main night. And we're really looking forward to this event. Gets bigger and bigger every year. How many athletes, real quick, how many athletes this year?
Overall, all the athletes that are competing were right at 1,500.
Wow. And
that includes, I know it's just, we're busting the seams with athletes and spectators. And it's just like what you said, every year it gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah, no, congratulations. And, that's all your hard work, too. I mean, you've been doing, all year long. What people don't realize is the minute the show ends, you take just a few days off and then you start working on the next year's show, right?
You got to. Yeah. You have to. You have to start planning. You have to start planning. Try to get the media involved. You've got to start getting organized. Got to get hotel room stays and everything. It's just, it's a lot more involved than people realize. But, it's a lot of fun. So, if I wasn't having fun doing this, I probably wouldn't be doing it at all.
No, I know that. All right. So here's what I want to do. I want to ask people that live in the Kentucky area or surrounding states, come on down this weekend, go to the Kentucky Muscle event. You'll enjoy it. You'll see lots of celebrities. There's always Sean Ray usually makes it in for this event. I don't know if he's going to make it this year, but there's lots of pros there. It's a lot of fun. You'll see supplement companies. You'll get free samples. It'll be cool. Come on down, and you can get your tickets at the show, right? That's probably the best way. Just walk in and get your tickets there.
It's, at this point, to try to get advance tickets, it's probably, you still can get them, but it's just as easy as to come to the event, come to the ticket booth, pick up your tickets, and just enter. So
we'll see you this weekend.
And it's a great time.
Oh, and we can't,
also
we
have a big
after party. The after party. What about that?
We've got a big after party. Jack Daniel's Fire is hosting what's going to be probably the biggest after party in this part of the country. It's going to be on 4th Street Live at the Sports and Social Club. It starts at 10 o'clock. They're bringing in their marketing team and a lot of good stuff going to go on there. So it's going to be a really great time.
I'll already be asleep for almost an hour. But anyway, look, I'm looking forward to seeing you this weekend. Thanks a lot for talking to us today about this. Come on down to Kentucky, folks, and check out the Kentucky Muscle event. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, Brooks Kubik and I are going to answer your questions. I don't even know the questions yet, so I'll be just as surprised as my answers as you are. We'll be right back.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
The secret word is kettlebell. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to hotlogicmini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. And this episode is appropriately called 20 Questions for Carl and Brooks. So we should get right to it, right, Brooks?
Sounds like a winner.
Okay, so what is the single most important factor for lifelong strength and health? We have under a minute to answer each of these questions, right?
Correct.
Okay, go.
Okay. Single most important factor for lifelong strength and health has got to be resistance training, strength training, weight training. Even more important than diet, I'd rate it ahead of diet. So if I have to pick just one, it's training.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, what's the single most important factor for lifelong strength and health? Get out and train every day.
Mm-hmm.
Train every day. You know, this whole notion of us having to train every day is a relatively new concept because we don't work hard anymore. Our grandfathers were brick masons and blacksmiths loggers, but your ancestors were
lumberjacks.
I mean,
yeah.
These were people who got up in the morning, ate a 5,000 calorie breakfast, and burnt it off before 10 a.m. So, yeah, the single most important factor for lifelong strength and health, I agree with Brooks. It's not just diet. Diet is second. It's getting out and training because the training will mitigate a lot of the bad decisions. Okay. What's the single best and most important food for strength and muscle building? Oh, boy, I feel controversy coming up here given recent news articles. Go ahead.
One word answer. Meat.
Yeah. Red meat. Yeah.
Red meat. Yeah.
I agree. That's the answer to that. Jogging, yes or no, and why or why not?
Jogging. Yes, if you want to do it and you're young and your joints can handle it and your weight is such that it's not going to pound your joints into mush. Otherwise, I would say thumbs down, stick to progressive strength training.
And walking. You know,
walking. Yeah.
Jogging, I'm with you on this. If you can jog, I jogged this morning, okay? If you can jog, I say jog, but don't overdo it. Don't try to be a marathoner. You know, jogging for just 20 minutes is more than enough of jogging. And the truth of the matter is walking is just as effective, and that's been shown. So obviously we feel the same with that one. In one sentence, what is the best and most effective way to train? One sentence.
Progressive resistance training.
In one sentence. I would say, more importantly, training that challenges you every time. I mean, that's a broad statement, but, you know, a lot of people go into the gym and they say they're doing progressive resistance training because they're adding a rep or they're adding a little weight, but they're really not challenging themselves with that. You know, I think for me, it's the truly challenging yourself. You know, feeling your body straining against the weight and struggling.
I would agree with that. I also would say I think we actually answered some of the earlier questions in less than a minute, so I'm going to supplement this answer.
Go.
Train by doing something that is hard, challenging, and fun. Do something you like and make it something that you like. If you like to do kettlebells, do kettlebells. If you like to do yoga, do yoga. If you like Pilates, do Pilates. If you like powerlifting, do powerlifting. If you like bodybuilding, do bodybuilding. I can go on and on, but the point is, do something that you really enjoy doing, because if you enjoy it, it's probably going to be best and most effective for you.
Here's the next question. What is the single most common... Oh, I'm sorry. I missed something, didn't I? What did I do here?
You went from number four to number five?
Yeah, no. If you could only take one supplement, what would it be? Can I answer this one first?
Yeah.
Food. I would do away with all supplements. I would just eat.
Oh. Okay, I would have to agree with that.
Okay, but in the true spirit of the question, it's assuming that I'm eating already. So what's the single one supplement that I would take? I would say probably creatine. That's it. I'm a simple guy.
I would say fish oil.
Well, I'm getting fish. Okay.
You're getting fish because you're eating fish.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. How many meals do you eat each day and why?
You go first.
Well, for me, it's between 4 and 5 because that's all the time I have with such a heavy workload. I'd eat 6, but I have adopted an anti-aging style of nutrition and worked it into my bodybuilding style of nutrition. And I have my last meal. I'm done eating my last meal by 6 p.m. every night so that I have 3 hours between my last meal and when I go to bed. So the most I can squeeze in at that time is 5 meals a day. But that's it.
So my answer is 3 meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And the reason is that I actually believe it's better to eat 3 meals a day, digest and assimilate and metabolize your meals, and go from there. And what that allows me to do is to train on an empty stomach, which I much prefer to training on a stomach that has a lot of food in it, or a blender bomber or other supplement. So different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, yeah. Is gluten-free a fad?
No, it's not. And when I did the research for my book, Knife, Fork, Muscle, I went back into the 40s and 50s, and I found people who were writing about gluten-free and cereal-free diets.
Yep.
We've also been on the show, and I've talked about the French physician, Tanchou, or Tanchou, I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it. He was a physician with Napoleon, in Napoleon's army. So this goes back a long ways. And he believed, and he put out the theory back in like 1830, 1840, that all of the major diseases, including cancer, were diseases of civilization caused in large part by people shifting to a grain-based, or guess what, gluten-based diet.
Right.
So I know it seems like a fad, and I know everybody likes to laugh at it and call it a fad, but guess what? It's not.
Yeah. Bernard McFadden wrote in his, what was the name of his magazine? Was Physical Culture, wasn't it?
Yes.
He wrote several lengthy, well-researched articles about why we should not eat grains, and one of the profound reasons that he pounded on all the time was gluten. So we've known about gluten forever. It, you know, remember, gluten was a protein, and we were looking for ways to get people to have protein in their diet, and we thought that grains were the best way because you didn't have to chase them and kill them and slaughter them, and you could just pick them and eat them, but it's not that simple.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know what it reminds me of very quickly? Beards. Everybody laughs at hipsters because of the beard, right?
Right.
You know, hipster beard, and, you know, we're sick of seeing it. But guess what? They had beards in ancient Sparta.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, men have had beards for a long time. It's not a fad to have a beard.
If it keeps coming back around, it's not a fad.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, gluten-free is the same thing. The history of gluten-free goes a lot farther back than people think.
Okay, let's see where we are time-wise. Yeah, we've got time for a couple more questions. All right, what's the single most common mistake that people make in their training? I've got a very strong opinion of this one.
Okay, I'll give a one-word answer. Overtraining.
I'll give a one-word answer as well. Inconsistency.
What do you mean by inconsistency?
They don't do anything long enough to see any results. Nothing. They give everything a 2-week go, and if they don't see bulging muscles and veins popping out everywhere, they go, this isn't working. I've got no time to waste. I'm going to switch to something else. When if they just switch to, if they'd stick to anything for 6 months, they'd see results.
Yeah. So program jumping or program hopping is the problem.
Consistency is the name of the game in everything. Imagine if you went, signed up for the best college, you went to Oxford, someone was going to pay your tuition, and you decided you wanted to take a particular major, and you sat down, and within the first semester, you thought, I'm not going to do this. You switched your major, and then you sat down in that one, and within the first few months, you said, I'm not going to do this. You could go through 4 years of Oxford and come out a dummy because
That's
you
right.
just kept jumping from one thing to the other. Stick with something. Pick it and stick to it for a while. If it's Olympic lifting, do it. Kettlebell training, do it, but do it for months.
Yeah, completely agree.
Yeah. One more question, then we take a break. What is the single most common mistake that people make in their diet?
eating refined foods. And the reason I give that as an answer is people who follow ridiculously unhealthy diets eat refined foods, and guess what? A lot of people who think they're following a healthy diet are eating refined foods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at, you know, for example, not to pick on vegans, but look at the vegan eating the French fries.
Right. Or eating anything that's not meat. Eating copious amounts of breads and cakes and cookies and anything that isn't meat. They feel like, well, as long as I'm not eating meat, I'm safe. You're right.
Yeah. Do you agree or do you have a different answer?
I was thinking about what is the single most common mistake that people make in their diet? Once again, I would say inconsistency. And you know, so a lot of people go on diets to see results. And they do something for a week, and they go, oh, I don't see muscles, or the scale isn't changing, and then they abandon it and do something else. And everything takes time. The same way that training requires consistency, your diet requires consistency, you won't see the results you're looking for. That's it. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more questions to answer. This is 20 questions with Brooks and Carl here on Physical Culture Radio. In the meantime, go check out brookscubic.com to learn more about all of the good things that Brooks puts out there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best in real world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Kubik and myself. Brooks, real quick, you have a new book release, right?
We do. It's a mini course, and it comes out in PDF format. It covers training for older trainees, and I just posted the link on Facebook. I'm going to post it on your Facebook page at the next break. And the awesome news is, because it's a PDF, there's no shipping and handling, and the little monster costs $5. So it's about the price of a cup of coffee.
Yeah, really. And you don't have to worry about the red cup not having holly on it. So
exactly, yeah.
Okay, so is it possible to build and maintain strength and health on a vegetarian diet that includes milk, dairy products, and eggs?
Is it possible?
To build and maintain strength and health on a vegetarian diet. Basically, he's talking about lacto-ovo-vegetarian here.
I would say if it's lacto-ovo-vegetarian, yes, it is possible for most people. It's difficult for everyone. And for some people, it's probably impossible, because if you have an allergy to milk, or if you're lactose intolerant, if you have an egg allergy, or if you're eating a lot of grains on a vegetarian diet and you have any grain-related allergies, then the diet's just not going to work for you. So it'll work for some people. A meat-based diet would work better for most people, but lacto-ovo simply will not work for some people because of food allergy issues.
Yeah, again, if you can cram enough protein in from just the milk and the eggs, which you should be able to, and you don't have an allergic reaction to them, I agree, you can definitely build muscle on a lacto-ovo-vegetarian diet, which is followed up by this question. Is it possible to build and maintain strength and health on a vegan diet, meaning a diet consisting exclusively of plant-based foods? Wait a minute. Let me step back before you touch the third rail.
I have tested that myself. I've tried it and cannot do it. I think it's probably possible for some people, but it's really, really difficult. And for many people, it's completely impossible.
Yeah, you got to eat so much stuff. I mean, you just got to eat and eat and eat. If you think eating 4 to 5 meals a day is tough, eating an omnivorous diet, try doing it on a vegan diet when you're trying to hit 200 grams of protein a day. And don't forget, a lot of that protein is incomplete. You know, unless you're supplementing with pea protein and products that are made exclusively. And then there's the whole issue about soy protein digestibility. There's a large portion of people that don't digest it.
If you're on a vegan diet and you're eating soy, then I'm going to say it is not possible to build and maintain strength and health. Underscore health. But soy is poison.
But it is possible, if you are on a vegan diet and you're getting all of your protein, and most of your protein from soy, it is possible to have your own personal methane supply that you can start cooking with if you want to and save money. What is the best and worst diet you've ever followed? I know yours is the vegan. We've talked about it on the show.
That's the worst diet. The best diet is an ancestral diet, relatively low carb, almost a ketogenic diet, far and away the best. Oh, and I would say eating as much as possible local, seasonal, fresh, organic foods.
Yeah. Which means that, you know, I love this when we get into discussions with vegans and they say, well, the vegan diet is the way we ate. And I whenever I say to them, really? So that whole 40,000 years of ice age, what plants were we eating again? I forget. Which ones grow in frozen tundra? I forget which plant. Is that corn or rice? No, it's not. So how the hell were we vegans if there was nothing to eat? Let's not forget the biggest glaring flaw in the vegan diet is seasons. What did people do for entire, you know, 6-7 months at a time when they had nothing left to eat because they ate everything from the previous growing season and you couldn't store lettuce. You can't store strawberries, you know, they rot. But nobody wants to talk about that. There's little, they have these cute little answers about, okay. So anyway, for me, the worst diet was the American diet, the one that made me sick. And the best diet is the ancestral diet that I eat now. That's it. Simple. Who are your three biggest inspirations in strength training and physical culture, and why?
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, because I really don't have any. I got to think about this.
Inspirations in strength training and physical culture. Probably Harry Pashal, because he lived it. You know, he trained and lifted and competed and all that stuff, but he also wrote about it. And shared his knowledge with people all around the world. It was very impressive. Bob Hoffman, I think, because Hoffman did so much to bring the iron game to so many people. Whew, boy, and the other one, if I'm just looking at an athlete or lifter, it would probably be John Grimmick or John Davis or Tommy Kono. Is that one answer or three?
I think that's one.
Okay.
Because you put the, it's like a Boolean, search term, you know.
Yeah.
And or.
Yeah.
I would have to say, now that I think about it, Randy Roach had the most profound effect on me falling in love with physical culture with his books.
Hmm. That's quite a high compliment.
Yeah, and then I think from a strength standpoint, I got to say Ronnie Coleman, because of all the Mr. Olympias, he's the one that really had strength to back up his amazing physique.
Okay, you got one more if you want.
I don't have another one. Yes, Brooks Kubik. Yes, you, Brooks Kubik.
No, really,
because you really do live the life every single day. I don't think people realize that, you know, your writing is just an extension of your experiences, and that's really profound. Which country has the strongest athletes and why?
Mm. Oh, that's an interesting question. The strongest athletes. There are tremendously strong athletes from every country in the world. Boy, strength sports have traditionally been European, but they're really booming in China now. Carl, I don't think you can pick one country. I think you have incredibly strong athletes from every country.
But when you look at the Scandinavian countries,
mm-hmm.
when you look at the Slavic, the Eastern Bloc countries,
right?
Okay, you look at those two areas right there. You see the greatest saturation of strength. It's not that, you know, we don't have a really strong guy. When you look at those two areas of the world, you see a culture that still embraces strength. You know, it's not, you know, here, masculinity, strength, it's a dangerous thing. Oh, be careful, somebody who's too strong, you know, we have laws because of those kind of people. But in Scandinavia and in the Eastern Bloc countries, they applaud strength. They love strength. They love big, strong men. I think it's a cultural acceptance that causes, disinhibition to be strong.
That could very well be true, and it could also be as simple as, you know, in the United States, we are several generations, in most cases, we're several generations removed from people who worked with their hands. Perhaps not so in other countries. But I'll tell you though, Carl, there's someone super strong in every country, and there's someone super strong in every city. Maybe they're the outliers, and the question is why are there outliers in cultures that perhaps don't appreciate strength? Interesting question.
This is a good question, too. Were human beings stronger, healthier, and more physically fit 100 years ago? And if so, why? I can go first. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, because they lived much more active lives, and in many cases, the food was better, particularly if you lived on a farm.
I personally think you have to go back about 400 years.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, and here's why. Alcohol has been pervasive in our civilization for about 300 years. There were periods in our civilization where water, clean water, was hard to come by because of things like typhoid and and plagues, so people drank alcohol. If you fast forward into the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, people were drinking and smoking. And people were dying in their 50s and 60s. I think that I understand the question. I think if the question were human beings stronger and healthier in more ancestral times than more modernized times, which we started undergoing modernization around the Bronze era when we learned how to make bronze. And so those were the eras that we started to also fall in love with bad, risky behaviors. And we embraced alcohol, and we learned about tobacco. And so we started to really crap on ourselves around then. Prior to that, and then the other thing that has to be done is you have to segregate what you mean by healthier. We didn't have chronic disease back then, but we had infectious disease because we didn't understand that you had to wash your hands after you wiped your butt before you grab that sandwich. You know what I mean? So, doctors weren't even washing their hands in between delivering babies until the late 20s. Think about that.
Yeah.
Look at infant mortality at that point in time, how it changed once they went, oh, if you wash your hands in between births, kids live longer. How do you like that one? So, I think you gotta say, well, we had no chronic disease 300-400 years ago. There was no cancer, or it was a rarity, and we didn't even call it cancer perhaps at that point in time. We were much more active. We were forced to eat healthier foods because there was no convenience foods whatsoever. And we really didn't fall in love with drinking alcohol day in and day out and smoking cigarettes. So the real answer is yes, we were definitely healthier in ancestral times. There's no doubt about it. We have to take a quick commercial break. Where can people get the new PDF book?
Putting up a link right now, so everyone who's listening, I'm assuming, follows Carl Lenore on Facebook and follows Brooks Kubik on Facebook, and look for the link about today's show.
There you go. So let's do that, and we'll be right back with more Physical Culture Radio. We've got more of your questions to answer with this special 20 questions episode for Brooks and Carl. Stay tuned.
For the advanced in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit Coach Rob Regis .com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The secret word is kettlebell. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. I think this is a great show, Brooks.
Got a lot of interesting questions, and we're going to make this 20, man.
Yeah, we're going to do it. Okay, if you could do one thing to improve the world's food supply, meaning produce more food, better tasting food, and healthier food, what would it be and why?
It would have to be to move back to organic methods of production.
And when you say organic methods, I have the same idea, but in a different... To decentralize the food supply, break up the big monopoly producers and go back to family farms in your area supplying food to the area.
Yeah, and which is organic in the true sense of the word. You know, I always just quick side note, you know, I always talk about big box organic versus real organic. And real organic is the local farmer 20 miles away from Louisville who raises beef cattle and provides beef that I buy at the local farmer's market, and it truly is organic.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm talking about. And the same for fruits and vegetables and anything.
Well, here, I'm going to bump this question up now. Is there really any benefit to purchasing organic food?
Oh, do you want to take that one?
Yeah. I would just rephrase it. I would say, is there really any benefit to purchasing food that is not laden with poison? I mean, really, that is what we're talking about here.
Even if you believe that organic food does not taste better, has no greater nutritional value,
it doesn't even look better. In most cases, organic food looks gnarly, but that's the way it's supposed to look.
That's the way real food looks. It looks different than the cosmetic stuff that you see in supermarkets. But to your point, even if there is no additional nutritional value, even if it doesn't taste better, it still does not have poison in it, period. And that's huge.
It's a very, very big deal.
Yeah, that's huge. And when people ignore that, it makes my blood boil.
Well, when people say, well, you know, the FDA says that a little bit of this, the FDA is stupid. They've been behind killing enough people that if you still believe them, you're a fool. Okay, let's move on to the next one because I want to do all 20.
Okay.
Speaking from a pure strength and health point of view, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live and why? I know that you've actually been giving this some thought, so I'm going to ask you to answer this first.
I would live somewhere where it was a rural environment, preferably close to an ocean or a large body of water, preferably with mountains, and you had fresh air, and you could walk, and you could hike, and you had the ozone from the ocean, and all that good stuff.
Now, I was going to say I would want to live in a sunny climate by the ocean. Personally, the sun is therapeutic. For me personally, the sun is healing. For me personally, the sun reverses diseases. I would not want to live in the country like some people want to live on a farm. That's not for me. I'm with you. Mountains in the background, the ocean to my left, a little, you know, adobe squat house close to both of those. I'm with you. But the ocean is most important. Okay.
Interesting.
Number 19. Both of you shop at farmers markets. Why?
Well, we just answered that because we can buy organic food in the true sense of the word, which means food that is grown in an ancestral, traditional manner by local growers, local farmers, picked fresh, brought right to you, seasonal food. This is how you follow an ancestral diet, and the other thing I'll just mention real quickly is it's a good way to follow an ancestral diet without going broke.
Well, and don't forget, this is the way it actually happened before the centralization and monopolization of the food chain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back even as early as the 1920s, people did business with farmers.
Yeah.
Your farmer delivered your milk. You bought your produce from your farmer. And in fact, for those of you that have missed me saying this on previous shows, there's a reason why the original food stamps had an orange and a blue paper note. The orange note was designed to spend with farmers. The blue was designed to spend with grocery stores or grocers. Because back then people did, and that's why of all the social services in the United States, that's why food stamps is on the USDA's budget, not on some other social services organization's budget. Because food and farming were one and the same. So absolutely, do business with a farmer's market so you can find out who the farmers in your area are. Okay, wait a minute. Question number 20. What are the five most important things for someone to do that would improve their strength and health at any age? Five. Holy crap.
Five. Okay. It's strength and health.
Yeah, good.
Okay, well, one is, we've talked about this before, exercise.
Okay, so resistant training is one.
Yeah.
I would say improve your sleep is number two.
Okay.
Number three would have to be eat an ancestral diet.
Okay.
Number four would have to be remove the harmful things that you're doing to yourself now, whether that's consuming alcohol or any other risky behavior that you know is not good for your body. What's number five?
Lots of sex.
No, you know what? I know you're not kidding, but that's the God's honest truth.
I'm not kidding at all. No.
In fact, I did a MEM a couple years ago, the Superhuman Prescription for Longevity, and one of the things was to have sex at least four times a week.
Now, you know, everyone has been sitting listening, and they've either been nodding their head up and down or kind of pursing their lips and shaking their heads and saying, oh, don't agree with you guys. But maybe we've just ended the show, and it's funny because we did not plan this. Maybe we have ended the show on a note that everyone can agree on.
That everyone's not, and you know why? Because that is job one on a genetic level. And that's it. This is a great show. We should do this more often. Hey,
yeah, if you wanted to do more questions.
Yeah, if you wanted to do 20 questions again. Email us questions at onair@superhumanradio.com. I'll forward them on to Brooks, and he can assemble them, and we can do this again. That's cool.
Yeah, this was great. Yeah.
And don't forget.
Very, 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 very much enjoyed this and really appreciate everyone who sent questions in. We did composites for some of them and kind of cut and pasted so that, you know, they would flow well. But this has been really interesting and very thought-provoking.
And we actually have a couple questions left that we didn't get to because they were just in case we had to go longer or something like
mm-hmm.
that. And
mm-hmm.
so we'll add that to the next one. We already have questions for the next session of 20 questions with Brooks and Carl.
That sounds good.
Brooks, talk to you soon, brother.
Okay. Take care, my friend.
All right. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about ground-based training. There is a phenomenon taking place. We now understand in order to truly be as strong, as agile, and as healthy as you want to be, you're going to have to get down on the floor once in a while. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on.
You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Don't forget, tomorrow's Friday, we're going to announce the winner of this week's Secret Word Contest. This winner will receive a kilo of Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum. It's over $200 worth of colostrum. Listen during the commercial breaks for the Secret Word. Email it into onair@superhumanradio.com. And Elisa Profumo will pick your name at random tomorrow. And who knows, it could be you. And this is good for our international listeners as well. We will ship this internationally to get it to you, so don't worry about that. You know, there is, it's funny the evolution of things. And you see things that all of a sudden they make sense. You go, this is really interesting. And it's catching on. And there is a phenomenon catching on within the physical culture environment. That phenomenon is we're forgetting about a critical component of the human condition, of functional strength, of health. And that is going back almost in an evolutionary way to our origins. And what I mean by that is sometimes you got to get down on the ground in order to make some of your greatest gains. And my next guest is Audrey Yushi Chang. How you doing, Audrey?
Hi, it's Andrea.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Andrea, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm looking at notes that I wrote by hand, so I have horrible handwriting. I was supposed to be a doctor, but I didn't have the money or the patience to go to school. So anyway, Andrea, this is a phenomenon that's occurring, and you're kind of leading the charge here with the ground-based training. Talk about that.
Well, ground force method, which is a ground-based movement system here in the United States, North America, and over across the pond in Europe, is a movement-based system that tries to give progressions that start on the ground, like in childhood, rolling, crawling, moving about, and then graduating from there up into the standing position so you can do more. It is helping to fill in the gaps that have been missed or lost over time. A lot of us have lots of injuries from training or just life in general or, you know, whatever. And those fundamental movement patterns of stepping, crawling, rolling, being able to do those effectively sort of fills in those gaps and allows us to move better in whatever we choose to do, whether it be kettlebell training or Olympic training or straight bar, you know, powerlifting, playing a sport, or just being, you know, somebody who works from the home, somebody who works at a desk, somebody who's a weekend warrior. It allows you to move better, to feel better, to continue growing your strength in ways that maybe you can't do very well in your regular sort of gym orientation.
So isn't this actually part of the evolution of what we've learned from ancestral studies and being mismatched for our environment? In fact, while people may think that this is just some fad and or, you know, something I really don't need, the reality is that getting down on the ground was something that our bodies evolved to do, and we don't do it anymore. So by not doing it anymore, aren't we actually creating an environment for potential injury?
Absolutely. There is, you know, there's this amazing book called, well, the actual title of the book is Amazing Babies Moving. It's by Beverly Stokes. And a lot of ground force method is predicated on the stages of motor learning. And everyone who has children or knows small children sees them, you know, basically sitting like little potatoes. And then all of a sudden they start to sort of roll and get onto all fours and into like a 6-point crawl, which is hands, knees, and feet, and start to motor around the ground. And all of these sort of movement patterns, symmetrical, cross-lateral, spinal movement patterns are all fundamental to our being able to move well on 2 feet. Unfortunately, sometimes people jump, you know, sort of like if you're crawling up a ladder, going up a ladder, they miss some rungs. And because as human animals, we're built to be amazing compensators. I mean, that's just the truth, is that if our brain can tell us what to do, we're going to try to do it no matter even if our body is ready to do it or not.
Right.
And so sometimes we skip over those ladder rungs. So it's like you learned addition and subtraction, but you didn't learn multiplication, and now you're trying to do trig. It just doesn't work well. You might cheat it for a while, but eventually that understanding of your brain and your body working together cohesively isn't there, and you're gonna have gaps. You're gonna have some injuries. You're gonna have some lowering of performance. But if you fill in all those sort of fundamental movement patterns appropriately and intelligently, and with skill, and hopefully some fun, some enjoyment of the process, then what you reap on the end position is so much greater.
Is it easy? Is it that easy? Just to go back and get down on the ground and start revisiting these things that we did. You know, because when we were kids, we played on the ground, but at some point in time, our mothers said, get off the floor. It's dirty. Or, you know.
Yeah, so let's walk. Let's not do that anymore. You know, I think that we have a resistance to being on the ground because, you know, whatever, hobos sit on the ground or, you know, just children play on the ground. But if we go back to remembering what it was like when we were kids, we would play and have so much enjoyment and get into that sort of crazy, fun, absorbed, effortless, joyful state. I mean, I think we all remember that type of thing. It's sort of like a runner's high. You know, we call it the flow state.
Right.
Just being so engrossed in what you're doing, a lot of stuff happens. And when you watch kids play, you know, they sweat. You know, they're just doing their thing. But in the process, because of where they are in their motor learning, they're actually problem solving in their bodies as they're playing. And so bringing that to the adult level or to, you know, young kid learning how to move better all the way up to mature, perhaps elderly people who are trying to regain some lost movement patterns, it can be as simple as getting people down the floor comfortably and then starting to move back up that developmental pattern again. But like most things, it's simple, but not necessarily easy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, and I was thinking social constructs have stolen, they've robbed this from us, especially here in the United States. Yeah. When you think about other countries, most notably Asia,
mm-hmm.
you have people that sit, you know, with a modest pillow on the
right.
floor and eat. They are
Absolutely.
Actually able to cross their legs underneath them. They stay flexible and viable into very, very late years of the life.
Yes.
You know, I had a friend who used to, when I lived in Brooklyn, he was a tile mason, and he would lay tile, and he used to do something called the duck walk.
Because
you can't keep getting up and putting the tile down. So you get down, kind of like, ass to ankles.
Sure.
And you walk like that. You know, you kind
That's
of
awesome.
Walk. And the guy was amazingly flexible. He could take his leg and kick it over his own head.
Wow.
So, you know, I get what you're saying. It makes a lot of sense. We don't do those things.
Not so much.
That we evolved to do.
Right. And it's because of our modern culture. You know, we've got, we don't squat because we have toilets that we sit on. We sit at desks all the time. We're sort of hunched over computers. Our world has become smaller because of handheld devices and small computer screens and all that kind of stuff. So getting back down onto the ground, getting into places where you can move your body in all the different positions it can be in. I mean, those fundamental positions, you know, they're going to be the same no matter what you do because it's our body, sort of like the movements that have, they're there for us. They're not unique, you know, so you can look at different movement systems like Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu or Gymnastica Natural or any gymnastic programs or any of that type of thing. All these things look familiar. It's just because our bodies move in those ways. But if there is a system to help people regain and relearn sort of that vocabulary of movement,
mm-hmm.
then it can make it a lot easier. And this is a safe way to do it because sometimes, especially as you become older, getting down on the floor can be really threatening because you're worried that you can't get back up again. And
right.
a lot of the clinical studies have shown that one of the ways to determine, hey, how long you're going to live or how well you're going to live as you live longer is can you get up and down off the ground?
Yeah.
That's a huge way to assess, hey, is someone viable to do what our bodies are supposed to be doing
and
over time?
I have some lumbar issues from heavy loading of the spine for a lot of years and doing some things incorrectly that I'm just mm-hmm. overcoming. And I used to regularly get down on the floor to do planks and to foam roll.
Mm-hmm.
But my lumbar problem has gotten me where I have to look at the floor first and like kind of ease on down there because
wow.
the injury. And so I find myself remembering that I never used to think about getting down on
right.
the ground. Now all of a sudden I got to think about it.
Right.
And I want to get back to where I was. I want to be viable.
Yeah.
I want to be able to, not have to think, well, I want to get down on the ground. If I want to do a burpee, I'll do a burpee. Now it's like, if
right.
I want to do a burpee, I got to go, oh man, I may hurt my back.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And so Ground Force Method was actually born out of people like you, athletes, high-level athletes that have, you know, people that have been strong in their lives, done a lot of stuff, but for whatever reason, due to loading some way incorrectly or having an injury or just time under load, sounds like you over time with your lumbar spine getting compressed, getting a lot of discomfort in certain positions and then losing that. I mean, now when you probably get down to the ground, you go through this whole thing. Oh, all right. I got to be in this position. I got to think about this. I got to brace that. Oh boy. What if I do this and then it hurts? And then how do I get back up? I might be down there for a while. You know, all
right.
those things go through your brain, like this little checklist super fast. And so that's no place to be. And so you lose the desire to try it as much because it just doesn't feel so good anymore. And so part of people's sort of joy for moving or maybe even training diminishes because things become too, quote-unquote, dangerous in their brain. And so Ground Force Method was born out of helping injured athletes who have lost the joy in movement because of injury, because of whatever, to regain some of that joy back through going back to those developmental movement patterns and owning them at each level and then moving up the chain, getting back into that super integrated sort of performance abilities.
Right.
When you have a body that's doing what you want to do when you want to do it.
When we interviewed Dr. Stuart McGill last week, and we talked about overcoming some of these injuries and strengthening the spine,
mm-hmm.
all the exercises he gave, you had to do them on the floor. You know, the side plank and this, everything was done on the floor. So
right.
the spine, you know, the stress on the spine is removed when you get down mm-hmm. on the floor because it becomes perpendicular, it becomes parallel to the floor. It becomes
absolutely
horizontal plane mm-hmm. in gravity. It's not being yeah. pushed together anymore.
Exactly. And that's why babies, obviously, because they're weak and really floppy flexible, they've got to start on the floor. And their heads, of course, are huge compared to their bodies. So it's going to tip them over. So huge core stability work is what they're working on when they're starting to roll, when they're starting to sit up. And that's why when you'll notice babies are so postural aligned, they don't have a choice because mm-hmm. if their head is not stacked over their spine, they're going to fall over.
Yeah.
So part of another aspect of Ground Force Method is not only to work through these developmental fundamental patterns, but also to incorporate postural alignment, you know, body awareness, proprioception, where your body is in space at time, and helping teach people where you have to be stacked in order to have the optimum position for whatever that particular movement is.
Right.
And in the process, you know, there's a lot of, because you're on the ground, a lot of feedback from the earth, from the floor that you're on. So
right.
you're pushing against the floor with your hands and your feet, your spine, and you're working on postural alignment. And that sort of neural chunking of sort of the connection between the brain and body helps to make things sort of link in better
right.
and faster.
Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'd like to start talking about some of the movements that perhaps people can try experimenting with on their own at home.
Great.
Let's go ahead and plug your website. Which website would you like to plug today? I know you have a couple of them, right?
Yes. Let's plug groundforcemethod.com. That is where all this lives.
Okay, groundforcemethod.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible. But now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The secret word is kettlebell. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Andrea Yushi Chang. We're talking about the ground force method of movement. You know, I don't think many of us think about getting down on the ground very often. Unless you're doing, you know, inchworms for your core or planking or, you know, some of us are doing things that require us to get down there. But not really move around, crawl around. I mean, you usually stay in one spot, very, very small footprint. And so let's talk about... Andrea, let's talk about what people can do to kind of acclimate themselves to this method, and maybe they'll actually notice some changes in their own physiology.
Absolutely. There is, you know, one simple way of just starting everything out would be a 6-point crawl, which would be getting down on the ground, getting on your hands and knees, and your balls of your feet, so your toes are going to be tucked under. You're not going to have a pointed toe. So you're going to have 6 points of contact, hands, knees, balls of feet. And as you sort of start that gait pattern by crawling forward, it's going to be a contralateral just like you walk. So right arm goes, left leg goes, you know, in opposites. And you sort of crawl forward and backwards across the floor. And it seems relatively easy until you give people a little bit of feedback. And so a lot of times in our ground force method certifications and courses and workshops that we do, you can tell people to do something, but until you show them and give them that aha moment of what they need to do, give them a little feedback, they don't really know what they're doing right or wrong. So for example, you can get on the floor, get in that quadruped position, and put a foam roller on your back, on your lumbar spine, on your lower back. And it's sort of a self-correcting little drill, because if you do hunchy turtle, like the cat cow. So if you're in cat position, angry cat, the foam roller is going to roll off your back. If you're in the cow position, it's going to be hanging in there, but right. You need to find some of that neutral spine. So you're going to have a little bit of a lumbar curve. You're going to put the foam roller in there, and then you're going to start going across the floor. You can go forward and backwards, sideways, all in that contralateral opposite arm to leg motor pattern. And what people will see is that it's way harder than they think to keep that foam roller on their back and have that foam roller not move at all, because mm-hmm. that's the goal. Then if they've mastered that, then you can get them into four-point position, which would be to take the knees off the floor. So obviously it's self-correcting, because if you have the foam roller or a water bottle or anything like that on your lower back, if you're too high, it's going to roll off of you. If it's too low, it's going to roll off of you. If your back isn't in the right position, it's going to roll off of you. And if you start motoring across the floor, journeying from place to place, if you don't hold it all together, it's going to roll off your back.
Mm-hmm.
So these are really, really simple and effective ways to teach people how you need to keep the cylinder. You know, we use the word core lots of different ways, and most people think it's my six pack, you know, but really I like to think about, and we like to think about, the core as a cylinder. So it's the front, sides, and back all working together cohesively in one piece. So you're like a can of beans going across the floor, and that cylinder doesn't get to move at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you set your position, off you go, and what you'll find is that reflexively you have to learn to stabilize correctly in order to make sure that the foam roller doesn't roll off your back. Simple and effective.
Why didn't you have to worry about that when you were a baby? Is it because you over time learned the wrong patterns of movement that kind of took over and imprinted your movement memory? Or is it different because, you know, babies are stouter, shorter, or why? Why don't babies?
Well, probably a little bit of both. I think that babies are, the thing they work on most is core stability and work capacity. You have this huge thing, you know, babies have the big head. We talked about that a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It weighs a lot compared to the rest of their body.
Right.
Now, as adults, our heads don't weigh nearly as much, compared to the rest of our body. And so it's easier to balance them, even if we're balancing them far forward, you know, a forward-head situation where you've got, you know, the hunched turtle back and you got the slouchy computer dude, you know, or gal, that type of thing. So if you're a baby, you can't do that. So postural alignment is key. And I think babies are working on core all the time.
Right.
Because they don't have a choice. You know, once we get a little older, you know, we can start cheating things quite a bit. And we end up cheating things a bit. Most of us, in fact, all of us, I think, work towards, you know, making things easier. It's just how we're built. You know, we want to be efficient. We want to not do as much. And so babies they have to sit upright, because if they're not posturally aligned,
they're going to fall over.
They're going to fall over.
You know what I just thought about? I mean, I'm sure that there's probably reasons not to do this. Mm-hmm. The first are neck injuries. But it seems to me that some sort of a head device that would have maybe some counterbalance weights out over the shoulders and out, you know, to create that sensation.
Right.
That your head is actually bigger than it really is, forcing you to. Yeah. I mean, you know, you can't go too heavy with it, because obviously you'll cause a cervical spine damage. But
right.
you could create.
You know what we do is we have these really, really gushy, it's about like a 1 pound smushy yoga ball kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And it is almost like a beanbag. Like a 1 pound beanbaggy thing.
And balance it on your head.
We put it on top of your head. It doesn't have to like go out from your head at all. It's just a weight for you to have to, you know, like what they used to say, become a model, walk with a book down the runway on the top of your head.
I was just thinking of that. I was just, you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing.
You can't cheat it. We got to have feedback because, well, you know, because you do movement stuff and you train, you know, a lot of times, hey, I'm doing this deadlift right. But my coach goes, hey, you're doing this. No, I'm not. And then they take a video of you and like, oh, yeah, look at that. I am.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, getting this feedback like the foam roller on your back with in the quadruped position, or having a little beanbag on the top of your head that, or a book, you know, that can help you deal with postural alignment because you can't cheat it. And so I don't know if anybody's sat ramrod straight up in a chair or on the ground lately, but talk about core intensity, work capacity to not slump. I mean, our whole lives as adults is fighting gravity. Gravity wants to pull us down. And so that's why people get that slumpy turtle hunched over, sagging into the ground, because we're not strong enough anymore to be able to hold our body up over space and time.
That's a scary thought. I was just thinking of that because we've talked on the show about how, you know, there's an ergonomic chair that you kind of kneel in.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the chiropractors say, well, you can only sit in that for like 20 minutes at a time because then your back will start to weaken and you'll slouch. And I'll think, well, that sounds to me like a good resistance movement.
Like,
try to resist that slouching will make your back stronger.
Absolutely. Why do you think we like farmer carries with kettlebells and any other type of thing you're going to carry around, or double kettlebell rack walks? Because it's about making things strong, work
right.
capacity.
Right. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit Coach Rob Regis .com or predatornutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The secret word is kettlebell. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we is stone, immaculate.
Welcome back. We're talking to Andrea Yuxi Chang. We're talking about the ground force method of movement. There's another aspect to ground force that we are hearing more and more about now in physical culture that I think we've lost. Back in the day, the forefathers of physical culture enjoyed what they did. I don't even know that they called it a workout. Work implies something that you don't necessarily want to do, but you have to do. And many of us go to the gym feeling that way. We go to the gym, it's like, you know, just this morning, I had a guy say, "How you doing?" And I said, "Great, now that it's over." But I know, right?
Yeah.
But what if you actually really looked forward to your training? What if you looked forward to it the way you used to look forward to going out and playing hide and go seek with your friends after school, and you go to your mother, "Please, mom, please, can I? Did you do your homework? Okay, I did my homework, mom. Can I go now?" Like you were chomping at the bit. What if you looked forward to your training that way? That's another aspect of the ground force method, is it not?
It sure is. It absolutely is. We incorporate a lot of play, a lot of games in our protocols. In fact, we have what's called the 10 elements, which is our sort of like the backbone of our system, is how we put together a session, for example, or a training work session, or play session, however you want to call it. And a game is a big part of it, or games. And how we would incorporate that type of thing is if you think about sort of movement as vocabulary, we have a movement library of a whole slew of things, hundreds of movements. You know, it's crawling, rolling. We call them different things. Figure four, we have switches, we have transitional movements, we have, you know, things that are called scorpions, you know, whatever, a bunch of different stuff. And if you think of these movements as words, you have to have, if you're learning how to read or write, you have to learn the alphabet, right? You have to be able to make your hand do what you want it to do when you're writing on the paper. You have to know the letters so you can make words. Once you know the words, then you can sort of make sentences. And we sort of see our movement system in that vocabulary analogy. You know, once you have the capacity and the ability to have some movement vocabulary, then you can really start having a lot of fun with it. A simple game that we do with all age levels and abilities. And because earlier we're talking about that quadruped crawl position,
right,
is called pull the towel. And it's basically a sort of the different categories of games, is sort of a fight competition type of game, which is super fun. And you get people down in either 6-point or 4-point crawl. And right hand to right hand, you have a towel or a stick and you hold on to it and you go, "Okay, 1, 2, 3, go." And you try to pull the other one off their center of gravity and make them sort of falter a little bit. Sort of like you know, whatever games, like hand-pulling games that you did when you were a kid. And people get into it. And pretty soon, they're sweating and trying really, really hard and and then somebody falls over and everyone laughs, and you get up and you do it again, switch to the other side. And in the process of this game, people get into, you know, we talked earlier about the flow state, which is this sort of absorbed, effortless, you know, state where you're just doing stuff, but your brain is in this sort of place, optimal state of consciousness where you're free to do and perform at a level with all this reflexive stuff happening at the same time. So you get done a couple of rounds of this, and what's going on? Your hips, your glutes, your quads, your shoulders, the cylinder that is your core is all turned on, right?
Right.
You've
but it's not. But
work,
it's not turned
it
on because
feel like it.
It's not. I was gonna say it's not turned on because you're thinking, "Oh, I've got to turn all these things on." It's turned on as a byproduct of you engaging in something that you're having fun doing.
Exactly, exactly, and that's why it's such genius. Is we have all these games. And that is one example of it where you check out, meaning you've checked into the game. You've checked into the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You're there with that other person. Your eyes are locked. You're pulling. You're struggling. You're having fun. You're laughing. You're cracking up. And all this stuff happens, and you don't have to think about it. Your body's doing it for you.
Right.
Then, you know, we have games like an example would be a memory duel game. So if you have this vocabulary of movements, let's say you have A, B, C, D, E, and you know this other person has A, B, C, D, E. And you're going to put these 3 to 4 different moves together in a pattern. And, for example, I'm sitting across from you. We start in the same position. You close your eyes. I do 3 moves and stop. You open your eyes. I'm in a completely different position. You have to figure out how I got there.
Right.
What 3 moves did I do to get into that other position?
Interesting.
So you're like, okay. I know Carl. I know what he likes to do. But is he going to fake me out and do something that he usually doesn't
do? So
you actually
have to do these moves. You can't just say,
yeah.
Oh, you did this. And that, so that means that you must have the ability to articulate those moves yourself, which means
yes.
that those movements have to be part of your movement vocabulary.
That's
you have
right.
to be able to do those things.
Absolutely. So we're both talking English. We both are talking, you know, the song, whatever it is. And we got to figure out what part of the song this other person's doing.
Right.
And so it's sort of a very mental capacity in terms of planning, looking at what you could do, what you can do, how you got there. Is it possible? And then putting it down, repeating it, seeing, hey, is this it? And then you guys talk. Oh, yeah, no, I did it this way. Oh, yeah, that's cool. So there's no right or wrong, but it's an effect. Really, really fun game if you have some of those movements in your vocabulary, because it's future planning, past planning, what you can do, being creative in the moment. And I see adults of all ages playing these games, and man, they are so into it, so present.
Right.
And 15 minutes goes by and they're like, wow, what happened to the time? Because you were like so involved in the process.
Right.
You know, other types of things would be, you know, like a mirror game. So think, you know, who's the mimes, right? You know, so you're standing next to each other, and whatever the other person does, you got to do. So it can be as simple as, for people who are quite a bit, you know, older or don't move as well anymore, it could be all standing or in a chair.
Right.
Or you can be super dynamic. I've worked with a couple of UW football players, and they play this game, and they're all over the place, on the floor, you know, hanging from things, rolling around, but the other person has to do exactly as they're doing, but in mirror. So if you're going forward, they got to come to you. If you're going backwards, they got to go away. You know, if you're holding up your right arm, they're holding up their left arm. So it's all this other way of sort of mirroring this particular sort of fun little duel.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to freak them out. You're trying to make them mess up. And that's fun too, because you're trying to follow as the person who's following, or you're trying to be inventive as the person who's in the lead, for
right.
example.
Right.
So there's so many ways to work games into it.
And it and again, this fun aspect is a big thing. You know, we had Bobby, Buddy Lee on the show mm-hmm. a couple times, and you know he all he talks about is jumping rope. Jumping rope is fun. People used to jump rope when they were kids.
Yeah.
And these kind of games you played when you were kids too.
Totally. We all play games just like this.
Simon Says.
Yeah. You know, absolutely. It's like. We do that too. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, here's what I want to do. I want to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about certifications because we have lots of personal trainers in our audience.
Great.
Who are always looking to add something new, to help their clients achieve better levels of success. So we're going to take one last commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
I miss Kurt Cobain. You know,
we do too in Seattle.
Oh, I bet you do. And you know what? When I train, I listen to Linkin Park and I listen to Nirvana. Because
awesome.
there's a really angry 16-year-old stuck in this 57-year-old body that
Perfect.
Has not resolved any of his issues that he had when he was 16 years old. So, I heard you guys lost the wall of bubblegum.
I know, isn't that horrible? It's just kind of sad, but maybe the gum was eating away at the foundational part of the wall. I don't know.
I don't buy that. Alex Leaf is our news director, and he lives in Seattle, so we were there recently visiting with him and working on some projects, and we went to that whole, what is that called, that stairway to stores and business.
Yeah, the alley.
Yeah, and so we went down that alley. I stuck my gum there. I'm really disappointed. It was didn't have much time to be there. No. No.
It's been steamed off. It's pretty gross, though, really, when you think about it.
You know what? You're right. I mean, I could only imagine, like, the bacteria and the microbes that infested that wall. Anyway, we have lots of professionals in the audience, personal trainers, health coaches, all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you offer certification?
We do. If you go to groundforcemethod.com, you'll see on the site we have a list of certified professionals, both in North America and overseas. And we have events where we have our certification events and how to get certified. And obviously, you can contact us there. We are setting up our last certification for North America's in San Diego in December, the second week of December of this year. And we're just getting ready to put on the calendar all of our certs for 2016 for North America. We do have some certs online already for worldwide.
And what does it cost to become certified?
It's if you get the early bird price, it's $499 for a 12-hour course. So it's a day and a half. And be prepared. I mean, it's such a worthy certification for a lot of reasons because it gives you a system from which to sort of take that look at your client, your student, your groups, sort of a check-in. We have a protocol that we call the Ground Force Exploration, and it is a movement flow that incorporates a way to look at postural alignment, how your ankles are moving, how your knees are moving, how your hips are moving, how your spine is moving, how your shoulders are moving, how all these things are moving in space and time in about 7 to 8 minutes. It's sort of like a screen, but it's not. We call it an exploration. It's like a check-in. And you take a look at things, and for some people, RGFE, the ground force exploration, is the workout because they're at that level. It gives you a lot of information, and with that information, you can better plan for your session with your person. For example, you're going through the GFE and you realize, hey, wow, their hips are really tight today. So do you think you're going to throw them into some back squats or some double kettlebell front squats? Probably not. You're probably going to do a little bit to open that up, do some other corrective patterns. We have a bunch of them in our system. As well as a lot of personal trainers and athletic trainers and coaches have their own sort of special go-to things that they do, your own toolbox. But this is a nice thing to have in your toolbox because then you go, oh, I see what's going on right away. You know, whereas we're talking through the GFE, we're doing it together. I see what's going on. I need to do some other things to help make this better so that when we do get to our squats, we're ready to go.
A lot of people use this term, you know, open up the hips, open up the scapulas. And, and this is a very common term today. And I interpret it as a movement, perhaps under a load or not necessarily under a load, designed to, actively increase the range of motion of a muscle without using stretching, because I think stretching has become kind of a I'm not sure that that's really good for people after all type of thing. So I hear people talking about movements that open up the shoulders, open up the scapula, mm-hmm. open up the hips. Am I right about that? Is that what we're talking about here?
Well, it would be yes and no. We actually don't have a problem with static stretching, but it's what you're using it for. In ground force method, most of our movements are based around an active mobility type thing. So that would be a stretch that you would be going into and out of in a cyclical nature. So you're not going to hold it. It's not a static stretch. So it's a sort of a, either a strength stretch, an active mobility movement. And so through going in and out of a posture, in a sort of a cyclical way, you're going to be able to get greater range, greater stability potentially, as long as you stay out of pain and discomfort. So whatever range you have, you should be able to get more, better movement if you're working on it in that way. That's not to say that static stretching is bad. Sometimes that's the only way to get a little length in a tissue over time.
Right.
You know, gymnasts, that's what they have to do. That acrobats, they have to do that. Otherwise, they're not going to get what they need. But should we be doing that all the time? Probably not before some intense heavy lifting. Probably not. You know, my gym is our tool of choice is a kettlebell. We use ground force method for everything. We mix it into our classes. We use it as quote unquote active recovery. And we also use it to turn on things like how do we get our shoulders to, one, just like you said, open up, get a better range of motion, but also be primed for loading. Well, we can do some crawling, we can do some games, and then we can get into some kettlebell military presses, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Those things work really well together.
Interesting. We only have a few minutes. The website is groundforcemethod.com. If anyone is interested in finding out more about other certification courses that will be given in 2016, they can go there, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
We should have those up within the week. There are some on already.
Okay. Listen, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much. It's been a delight. Thank you so much for the time.
Take care, Andrea.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So we're going to say goodbye. The show is over. For those of you who are tuning in late, please go to the podcast. We've done a lot of great things today with Brooks Kubik. We had a special episode of Physical Culture Radio where we answered, it was Carl and Brooks answering 20 questions from listeners. It was a lot of fun. Also, check out brookscubic.com. He has a new PDF ebook. It's only $5, a new training book for older individuals. You can get that there. Of course, check out groundforcemethod.com to learn more about what Andrea is working on and doing with her clients, and also you can get certified. Also, we have to thank All American Pharmaceutical for being the title sponsor of Superhuman Radio. And you can go to superhumanradio.com if you'd like to try some free samples. All American EFX is the they have the only patented buffered creatine monohydrate product in the world. You can get free samples of that. You get free samples of Carbolin, which is a pre-workout carbohydrate supplement that would allow you to power through even the most difficult training sessions. You get all those free samples by going to superhumanradio.com, bottom right-hand side of the website where it says Ask the Scientist. Ask Dr. Jeff for some free samples, and he'll send them out to you. Be sure to include your mailing address. Tomorrow's Friday, we announce the winner of this week's 1 kilo of colostrum on Casual Friday. We'll see you tomorrow.